1077 The Island, your station for real music variety. Interesting, I say to Lori Lou. We should do your first segment. We're going to go on the air right now. Are you ready? You said, yeah. And I turned around and you had left the room.
I'm back. I just had to throw away some trash. That's it. Okay. It's okay. You're all right. You'll be fine.
1077 The Island. Good Wednesday morning. Thanks for being here. You're not a winter person, are you?
Nope. Nope. I've been riding like a fool lately. I went yesterday, even Monday, Sunday. I've gotten 1,500 miles in, and I'm not ready to quit. So,
are you strictly e-bike now?
Just stop it.
What?
No.
I'm curious if when you go out, you always take the e-bike, or do you still cycle?
Yesterday was 20 mile an hour winds with gusts of whatever. And then the last Tuesday, no.
That was a valid question.
We're going to Indian leg wrestle.
You're always yelling.
Well.
So.
No, I ride my normal bike. Josh rides the e-bike a lot because he's not as much of a fan of riding as I am.
The e-bike is fun.
It is. It is. And you don't have to throttle. Anyway,
you make a good point, though. Yeah. Like, when it's windy and colder, you would be on the couch.
Yes, I
would
not go.
If it wasn't for the e-bike. So with the e-bike, at least you're getting out.
Yes, I went yesterday where I would not have went yesterday.
Let me ask you this. With the e-bike, it's more powerful than I had expected. Top speed, 25 miles an hour?
20.
20 miles an
hour. If you throttle.
You start thinking about, at what point should you be wearing a helmet?
Well, for those of you who throttle, maybe. I don't. I use the pedal assist.
Does Josh wear a helmet?
No.
At some point, you have to start thinking about it, don't you?
Look, there was my no.
Hitting the ground at 20, on paper, it doesn't sound like it. Oh, it's just 20 miles an hour.
I know.
You hitting the ground 20 miles an hour, that's, yeah.
Nobody's going 20 miles an hour. Because we don't throttle. Yeah.
I think we're done here.
We're going to fight. We're going to fight.
If we do fight, it's all because of you.
And no, it is 100% because of you.
No, it's your Lori-tude.
I do have a tude, don't I?
You do have
a
Lori-tude.
Okay, let's talk about, and I know you don't like to go to the past, but my last week was interesting, was fun. So, you know, I had my regular wine, beer, and spirits on Thursday, and Janelle brought the cupcakes. Oh, my gosh. I brought Tupperware. Is that bad? I brought.
You like to plan ahead.
I did. I'm like, I will have one of each, please. And I took them home. Oh, my gosh. They're so delicious. Thank you, Janelle.
Did you crush them?
I shared them. Not even going to lie. And then when they were leaving, Jason was like, here, have a couple more. We don't eat cupcakes. They eat keto. Like, who does that? I know you do. So Josh goes, no, we're good. And I go, give them here. And so we had two loose ones.
Don't you answer for me.
And I'm not even going to lie to you. I dropped one on the ground outside.
You still eat it?
Absolutely.
Did it go frosting down first?
On its side.
I would have still eaten it.
Oh, yeah. I had zero problem.
Walking out of Super Saver the other day, a woman, her plastic bag opened, ripped open on the bottom, and three fresh hard rolls hit the ground. And she bent over, picked them up, and walked back to the store and threw them in the garbage. And when she turned around, I said, I would have kept them. And she looked at me like I was insane.
Yeah, I know. That's a parking lot.
Well, it's not like they fell in a puddle or in.
I know. That one might have been a little rough, but yeah, they were delicious. Anyway, so Saturday I had my Halloween music bingo. That was great. It went good until I had a new speaker and I thought it was fully charged. It was not. It died 3/4 the way through. I was mortified.
But you were able to plug it in.
No.
Why?
I didn't,
what did I tell you about those units?
I know.
Always bring the cord as a backup.
Yep. learned a lesson. Use both hands with your cupcakes and always bring your cord.
Always bring the extension cord.
Yeah, it was fun, though. Everybody had fun. But let me tell you about my Sunday night. So this is the second Sunday night event I've had this month or ever. I don't think I've ever had a Sunday night event. So I donated my time to Hope Harbor. They had an auction. Gosh, I'm not even going to lie. It feels like 6 months ago, but it was probably only like four. I donated my time. A couple doctors in town donated their home, their outdoor patio. They had food. A place out of Kearney donated food, and I donated my time for entertaining. Oh.
Good time?
Oh, yes. What a beautiful home. Food, some drinks, the people. It was a small thing. So she bid on this package. And so that's how they, you know, raised the money. You buy this package. And yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, Riverside Golf Course was in their backyard. I'm like, I think I might just come back out and tomorrow and hang out on your patio when you're at work. Yeah, it was fun. It was
You're
good.
At Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow?
Yep, tomorrow's...
Can you stick around? We'll go to break, and when we come back, you'll have a question and give away a Sailor screen printing comfort-colored T-shirt?
That's right, I will.
All right, don't go anywhere.
Okay.
He drinks so much coffee, he has a picture of his coffee mug on his coffee mug. Franz Mann, one-man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.
107.7 The Island. Your station for real music variety, hanging out with Lori Lou. Good Wednesday morning. Freeze warning in effect. It'll go into effect after 11 tonight and last to 10 tomorrow morning. Frigid temps.
Yeah. Trust me. I know. Ugh.
What does a witch put on her bagel?
I don't. Scream cheese. Is that right? Am I right? Yeah. Oh, I totally just pulled
you
that out of nowhere.
That. How did you get that?
I don't know. Well, cream cheese, scream cheese.
Yeah. You're good. You got that trivia brain going.
Yeah.
You are at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow.
Yes.
And right now, are you prepared to give away a Sailor screen printing comfort color GI trivia one-man party T-shirt?
Gosh, we've got to figure that out.
From this point forward, we're going to say we're going to give away a T-shirt.
I'm going to call David down at Sailors and tell him to come up with a phrase for us for that. Give him something to do. Yeah, he's got plenty to do. All right. Are you ready?
I continue to be ready. I'm listening.
All right. What energy soda was created in 2005 by Coca-Cola to compete with Red Bull?
I got nothing.
Oh, really? Nice.
Call 398-9000. It's a 308 area code, 398-9000. Get it right. Be the first one to do it. And that T-shirt is yours. From Lori Lou.
That's right.
And Sailor Screen Printing. And, of course, your favorite radio station, 107.7 The Island. I wonder if you should repeat the question.
Well, I will.
I mean, right now. Just
I know. I thought maybe you might have me do that.
I think, repeat the question real quick.
What energy soda was created in 2005 by Coca-Cola to compete with Red Bull?
Call now. Good luck. Alexa, high five.
Right back at ya.
Waking up with Franz Mann, one man party in the morning on the island.
Right back at ya.
Hey, good morning, the island. What is your name?
John.
John, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Good. All right, John, what energy soda was created in 2005 by Coca-Cola to compete with Red Bull?
Is it Jolt?
No.
I forgot about Jolt.
No.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You bet.
Thanks, John. Remember Jolt Cola? I used to have a T-shirt that said Jolt.
Mickey just texted me. Nope.
Hey, good morning, the island. What is your name?
Elena.
Did you say Elena?
Elena. Yes.
And Stacy.
All right. Oh. Oh, that. I love it. Okay, girls.
What did I miss? Elena and Stacy?
Yep.
So we got a team. If they get it right, do they get two T-shirts?
Sure. All right, Elena and Stacy, stop giggling.
Well, maybe they could get one big T-shirt and both get into it at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a good photo op there.
We'd have to get Sailor to make one with two head holes, right? Okay, what energy soda was created in 2005 by Coca-Cola to compete with Red Bull?
Jolt.
No.
Oh, no. That was a good guess, but.
Dang it.
All right.
Thanks, Elena and Stacy.
You know I'll have shirts for you anyway.
Well, thanks.
Love you guys.
Bye, yeah.
Thank you. Love you. Bye, five.
That was funny.
So you know them, I
take
it. Okay. Hey, good morning, Dee Island. What is your name?
Gloria.
Gloria, the answer is not Jolt.
Okay.
Was that your answer?
Well, that's what I thought of.
Nope. That is not it. This is a great question.
Do you want to take another guess, Gloria?
I don't know. I've drank an energy soda for years.
Good for you. They're awful.
I thought all sodas with caffeine in it were energy, but anyway.
Well, I don't even drink regular soda.
Yep.
So.
Same. It's terrible for you.
Terrible. Thanks, Gloria.
All right. Thank you.
What if we don't get an answer?
Oh, we got another one. We got a live one. This is great. I love this.
Hey, good morning. No. The Island, what is your name?
Jerry.
All right, Jerry. What energy soda was created in 2005 by Coca-Cola to compete with Red Bull?
Well, if you take away the pole, you get left the Vault.
That's right, Jerry. It is Vault.
Vault.
I knew that was going to... Go
Vault?
Inside. It's too windy for you to be outside. Go inside.
I'm on a bike ride.
No, you aren't. No,
you're right. I'm not walking.
I know you're not.
He's sitting on the wing of an airplane.
Sounds like it. All right, Jerry. I got you covered. What size do you want?
XL.
Okay. That sounds good. I will bring it tomorrow night. I love it. The Vault was discontinued in 2011.
Jerry.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Lori.
You bet.
Jerry, be careful out there. Thanks for listening.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye, five.
I love it. That was so fun.
Thanks to Sailor Screen Printing for the comfort-colored T-shirts. Thanks for your phone calls, emailings, Facebookings, etc.
Yeah.
Thank you for your participation. GI Space Trivia on Facebook for her full schedule. And if you want some Lori Tood, you can give her your cell phone number.
Yeah, I'll give it. And I love this. The phone is still ringing, and that was fun. If you ever think nobody listens to the radio, this proves, yes, they do. And I really want to thank all my people and everybody listening and calling. It is so fun. Well, those two clown girls were definitely my people.
Catch GI Trivia tomorrow at Wine, Beer, and Spirits in Grand Island. And again, the schedule on Facebook, GI Space Trivia. Lori, I love hanging out on Wednesdays.
Oh, gosh. I love Wednesdays. Love it.
I'm a very intelligent person.
Waking up with Fran's Man, One Man Party in the morning on the Island.